Hugh, we're outside. Badminton is over for this year, but presumably you must be thrilled.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. Isn't it typical? The sun is absolutely shining and it's absolutely gorgeous. Actually, today's been all right. I think we've had a terrific event, actually. I really am very excited about it. The atmosphere has been marvellous. The riders have been very, very positive. I mean, even the riders who didn't do so well have been very, very positive about the event and the course and all that sort of thing. So, it's been great. It was a terrific day of sport yesterday.
Absolutely, and even with mixed weather, it didn't dampen spirits. It certainly brought excitement, as it does every year.
Yeah, I mean, the cross-country course caused more trouble, is a sort of silly word that we use, but, you know, more refusals and falls and things, but nobody got hurt, none of the horses got hurt, and, you know, it was a very exciting competition, and the people who rode it well really benefited. Lots of the bigger names fell by the wayside. It was quite interesting, but although they did fall by the wayside, every single one of them has said, don't change it, do the same next year.
Thrilled for Sam Griffiths, presumably, but when does planning begin for next year?
Last week. Jane, my number two, my assistant, and I, we already have a little book or books which we write down in the few odds and ends that we know we didn't get right this time that we'd like to change for next time. The next two or three weeks, sort of clearing up and paying lots of bills and so on, and then sort of seriously as the summer goes on, we'll start working on 2015.
And what changes might you make to next year's?
Well, I honestly don't know. I mean, Giuseppe will be designing the course again, and so he'll be coming over in the summer and early autumn to see what he wants to do. You know, I think the general structure and setup of the event is pretty well organised. There's always little bits and pieces that we can improve on.
For anyone who didn't experience badminton this year, why should they be putting the date in the calendar for next year?
Well, you almost have to put it the other way around. Everybody who does experience badminton comes again and again and again and again. There's something quite extraordinary about the atmosphere of this event. There's a sort of real camaraderie between, you know, spectators, riders, officials. Everybody's up for it. And it's been as exciting as ever.